So as John pointed out, it's Christmas. And, you know, it's one of those things where it's worth mentioning when we gather together on Christmas Day, it's worth mentioning the idea behind what the holiday is about. It's about Christ's birth, the birth to the Virgin Mary, and the events surrounding that. However, if you look through historical texts, you'll find that, you know, this wasn't actually the birthday. You know, I have a certificate that tells me when my birthday is. Jesus, this was just sort of the day that was acknowledged to be a celebration of Christ's birth. But what we see is that when we go back to the scriptures and we look at the birth of Christ, it's not necessarily fully mentioned in each of the Gospels if you look through it. But one thing that struck me is the idea of the value of that event to certain people. Because some people saw, like King Herod, saw that as a threat to his power. But some people saw the value in what the birth of Christ represented. If you look in Matthew, and we see that starting in chapter 2, verse 1, it says, "Now Jesus was born in Bethlehem, king of Judea, in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem." Now, it doesn't necessarily specify what countries these individuals were coming from. However, listen to the reason why they came. They said, "Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews?" So they already had a knowledge of the idea that this baby was to be the savior of the world, that this was born to be the king of the Jews. "For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." And of course, Herod, terrified of the idea of losing power, wants to be able to find this child and kill this child. He tries to convince these wise men to do such things. But of course, Herod tells him, "Go and search diligently," down in verse 8, "for the young child. When you have found him, bring back word to me that I may come and worship him also." When they heard the king, they departed, and behold, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came and stood over the young child where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. When they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way." So what they witnessed was a star to guide them to this baby. And even though we understand that that Jesus was born in a manger in the most humble of births, not necessarily the birth of a king as you would see it. However, that did not taint the value for these wise men as they came from the east. As a matter of fact, when they came, they brought precious gifts to this child. They saw the value in this child's birth. And I can't help but to think that when we are supposed to be celebrating the birth of Christ at a time of year that we have sort of traditionally and culturally have done so for generations, we often, very often, we lose sight of the value of what it's supposed to be about. Very often what we see is a corruption of something that's good to celebrate, something that's good to remember. But we often see a corruption of that. Just go to Target the day after Thanksgiving. You'll see. Go to Walmart the day after Thanksgiving. You'll see. But this idea of the celebration of the birth of Christ has become something that is not valued. What is valued? PlayStations. That's right. Pokemon. stuff like that. My kids like the Jurassic Park and everything. Come on up here. Yeah, I'm almost done. But the idea that something that is pure as the birth of Jesus Christ can be turned into commercial success for companies. As a matter of fact, do you know why Santa wears a red suit? Because traditionally he didn't. Traditionally it was either blue or green. But he wears red because of Coca-Cola. Because they used him in an advertising campaign, and that became very popular. And then anytime else that you saw him, he's wearing red. Like the color in the bottles of Coke. And so what we see is when we get whipped up into things that don't necessarily matter, that aren't necessarily valuable to us, we need to stop and think about what is valuable to us. And so when we remember Jesus Christ's birth, what's valuable about his birth is the way that his life ended. Is the way that he prepared the way for us to have salvation. Is the way that he willingly went to the cross and died on it there. And still there were those who did not see the value in Christ. But there were those that were around the cross that did. They knew the significance of what was happening. And maybe they didn't fully understand what was happening, but they knew the significance. They knew the value of Jesus Christ. And so just like the wise men, when we see the star in the sky, they traveled from the east to give precious gifts to the king. They didn't let anything deter them from getting to that destination to where the Lord was. And so when we gather around this table, we remember Christ's death. And we remember the value of his body and of his blood. Are you seeking to be where the Lord is? Just as the wise men sought to be where the Lord was when he was born. And as Brother John had pointed out this morning about the stony ground and the good ground where the seed was cast, this is something also that you need to prepare your hearts for. When we partake of this bread and we partake of this cup, we are showing the Lord's death until he comes again. We are understanding the value of what it was that he gave to us on that cross. Let's go ahead and I'll pray for the blessing for the bread.